Yeah, because see, we started playing the clubs, and as we were promised, the first night we got paid real well, and we're staying at this little house, and here we are, we're like, you know, 19, 20 years old, you know, and we're in Hawaii, pretty cool, you know, and then the second night we play, and we don't get paid, we go back to the house, and the drummer's looking for towels, take a shower, and he opens his cabinet, and it's full of, like, shotguns and automatic weapons and shit, you know.
Oh, Lord.
And so the next day we just happened to be playing this outdoor little concert so that someone invited us to play, you know, and just by happenstance, and John Selby came up to us and goes, "Man, you guys are great." He goes, "What's your story? What are you doing?" And we mentioned Jermaine as the guy that brought us over there, and he just said, he called some guys over, he goes, "These guys are going to load your equipment in that truck," and goes, "You guys go," and call someone else over, he goes, "Go to wherever you're staying, grab all your stuff, and get the hell out of there."
Oh, wow. So he knew Jermaine.
Yeah, everyone knew Jermaine. Jermaine, years later, he finally got, someone finally whacked him, they found him in the cane fields.
Is that right?
Yeah, years later, yeah, he was just this big Korean, and there was a ton of bands over there that were stuck the same way we were.
Is that right? Wow.
Just didn't have the talent or just decided to stick it out and play these clubs for hardly nothing, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like the white slavery rings you hear about. Swear to God, unbelievable.
It was pretty close, man, because, I mean, it was like, you know, you see all these bands, guys. We did it one day. We went to Kelly Boys, like, to get some work, you know. And me and the drummer are standing in line, and we hear that they're, you know, okay, you're gutting fish all day. And we looked at each other, and we just hit the beach and found some rich girls to feed us, you know. And that was it. And I think the manager that we had sent for his wife and kids so we could get welfare, and we rented a little house, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we just worked enough to live.
Oh,
you know?
Well. Wasn't it great being young?
It sure was.
It was much easier, actually. Much easier.